This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go, ready to slice and dice what happened and what we think will happen later on this week. Phillies over the Padres, Astros say goodbye to the Yankees, and we have a World Series matchup. You can be involved in the program in a variety of ways. You can sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. You can do that. Check out all the podcasts that we have. You can dial us up every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, your opportunity to tell us what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator, Tyler, standing by. You can email. You can tweet. Stat of the day, play of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. After what happened yesterday, the Buffalo Bills, prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Eagles and then the Chiefs. And then there's a big drop-off after that. It's the Buccaneers at 15-1, the Niners 15-1, the Vikings, who had a bye week, 16-1. And some of those surprises yesterday, the Seahawks over the Chargers. If the Chargers start out on the road in the postseason, don't get a first-round bye. It's because of losses like that against the Seahawks. But give credit to Seattle. Geno Smith played well. Kenneth Walker, the running back out of Michigan State, who I thought would be the rookie of the year, finally had his coming out party here. The Chiefs roll, the Bengals, Cowboys with Dak back, Titans, they don't go away. The Giants don't go away. The Ravens still lingering. The Jets on the road. The Raiders and the Dolphins pick up the victory tonight. It's the Bears at the Patriots. Most of the focus will be and should be on two aging quarterbacks in the NFC. You can call them aging by the way they played. They would be veterans, another description if they were winning. But Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and this is what happens. You count them out. How many times have you said, Tom Brady can't come back? It's 28-3. Oh, that team's not very good this year. And then all of a sudden you go, he's back. And they should get better. Green Bay, I don't know. Right now, I have no idea. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers has any idea either.
We just got to play better, all of us. You know, I think if we all look at the film, there's probably a number of plays in every phase that we could have done better. But we just, I said it before, the margin of error is so tight that we don't execute at all on offense. It's not winning football.
He's been saying this. You can go back the last couple of weeks and hear the same thing. Here's Tom Brady after their loss, an embarrassing loss in Carolina.
You have to work hard. You have to have discipline, commitment, not only physical toughness. These are all character traits. And we have a lot of great guys in the locker room. So we're going to go in tomorrow morning. We've got a short week. We've got to work hard to try to fix it.
The Buccaneers' loss is inexplicable. Like, you're going, wait, they didn't score a touchdown. You had Mike Evans dropping a sure touchdown there. And maybe that changes things. You're facing a team that's having a fire sale. And you lose and you don't score a touchdown? And then you have P.J. Walker, USFL quarterback, who comes in to beat you. The Packers were at least on the road against the Commanders. And Taylor Heinicke, who I think is, you know, the best quarterback for them, not Carson Wentz. He was okay yesterday. He was just good enough. But I go back to trying to figure out Green Bay. And I can't lay this all at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. We do give the quarterback way too much credit and sometimes way too much blame. I still would like to have seen him in preseason be more involved with those wide receivers. Do they make mistakes? Absolutely. Are they going to continue? Yes. They're young receivers. But when you lose Devontae Adams, to me, it was a higher priority to play a little bit in the preseason. Would that have mattered? Maybe not. But it could have helped, or it could have better prepared them a little bit. And it's, you're watching a team that's barely averaging 18 points a game. And they didn't put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. He didn't get sacked. He got hit once. It's just one of those games where you go, how is this happening? And it feels like there's more and more of those this year in the NFL where you go, wait, what happened? You got the Giants? Yeah. Now, they almost lost it. But it was one of those games, and Seton brought this, Paulie brought this up. Like, you're rooting for the Giants because they've been down for such a long period of time. But then you're like, well, gosh, let's stay on Jacksonville's bandwagon a little bit. That was kind of a, so you're rooting for both of the teams, whoever has the ball last. And I think people have quieted down on the Jags. They jumped in. Oh, okay, new coach, everything. Yep, they're going to be a playoff caliber team. I think they're going to be a dangerous team, an interesting team. They're not a playoff team, but you can see that they have something there. And you're trying to figure all of this out. Keep this in mind. Last year, the Super Bowl champion Los Angeles Rams lost all three games in November, went 0-3. We tend to panic. I think you're going to get to the point after the trade deadline where you go, okay, they didn't do anything, or they traded away, you know, some players here. You know, the Buccaneers 2 years ago went through a really tough stretch, ended up winning the Super Bowl. It's just, if you see where a team can get better, get healthier, like the Chargers have way too many injuries and are not going to be a Super Bowl caliber team just because of the injuries. If you're starting to get players back, you look at your schedule, you know, you got Buccaneers and the Ravens Thursday night. So when Todd Bowles goes, it's about as dark as it can get. No, that's not true because you do have Thursday night. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, Dad, we could start right there almost with the playoffs. Who would you bet on to make the playoffs? We could throw the Packers on there, the Buccaneers, 49ers, Raiders, ooh, Browns.
Boy, all you wanted the Browns to do, if you're a Browns fan, is just, can we hold on? Can we be a 500 team by the time Deshaun Watson joins us? That's a real puzzler because that's a good roster. You got maybe the best running back in football. You got a good offensive line. I thought the defense was going to be a little bit more formidable, but Cleveland has been a real disappointment. The Raiders got a win. I know it's the Texans. Paulie goes, they might be the best two-win team in football. And I go, I don't know if that's a rallying cry. Come on, get in here, guys. We're the best two-win team. Yeah.
2-5 and getting better.
Yeah.
The best 2-5 in the league.
This program brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right. What else do we have poll question-wise?
Well, we could bring back a poll question that I wanted to do last week. How much trouble are the Lakers in? DEFCON 5, DEFCON 3, DEFCON 1. But we'll save that. We won't overreact. It is Overreaction Monday, after all.
Yeah, I don't know what people expect out of the Lakers. They're not a good team. You know, yes, they've lost their first three. Okay. They're over-under. I was checking on this. The Lakers' over-under to start the season was 45.5. Now it's down to 41.5 and sinking. Let's see. What else do we have there, Seton?
We could go with who was the comeback player of the weekend, Bryce Harper or the field?
John Smoltz. If John Smoltz wins the sports Emmy for being the best analyst, I think all they have to do is take the Bryce Harper at bat. And you heard John Smoltz take you from start to finish of what, as a pitcher, he would be thinking Bryce Harper would be thinking. And it was brilliant. Brilliant TV. I was transfixed by what Smoltz was telling me because he said, look, this pitcher, who's a rookie, 30 years of age, Suarez, and he said, look, he's got four pitches. He can only use two on Bryce Harper. Okay, got my attention. And then he said he throws the change, but you lay off the change and then you wait for the fastball. And he said, this is what Bryce Harper does. Nobody has more swings and misses early in the count, and then you throw a fastball, and then you start to move it up in the strike zone. And he said, but he can go the other way. John basically said this is what Bryce Harper's thinking, and this is what the pitcher's trying to do. And Harper hit the home run. It was wonderful. Wonderful TV. And you have these moments where that person who's been in those moments can put you right in the batter's box or right on the mound. I thought what Smoltz did during that at bat, give him the sports Emmy based just off of that. Yeah, Paulie.
You know what's great right after that? Ken Rosenthal from Fox is sitting in the dugout, and he's waiting for Bryce Harper to calm down. They did an interview with Bryce Harper in the dugout within 6 minutes, 5 minutes of him hitting that home run. Harper's still huffing and puffing. I can't believe they got access to him. And he goes, how do you feel right now? And Harper goes, I can't believe I just did that. I can't believe it. Like, it was great. It wasn't an hour after the game. It was 4 minutes after the biggest swing of his life.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought, wow, he just homered.
There's little Ken Rosenthal sitting there waiting.
Yeah. And I thought, wait, how did they let Ken in the dugout there? What's going on here? Yes, Tom.
And they had great Schwarber reaction. He must have said, oh, my God, like five times in a row while you see Harper jogging towards first base after hitting it out.
It was amazing TV. It was really, really well done. I think the Phillies are probably getting a lot of fans that they never thought that they had or they wanted. They're not the Astros. That's it. Hey, why are you rooting for us? Well, we're not rooting for you. We're just rooting against the Astros. The Yankees get swept. I know. I'm constantly reminded about analytics. Hey, analytics wins. Okay. The Yankees struck out 50 times getting swept. Swept. That's it. And the Astros are a better team. But take a game or two, right? And then the Aaron Judge speculation. Do I think the following is true? Here's the question to Aaron Judge and his answer.
Have you thought at all about what comes next for you?
Not at all. Not yet. I got plenty of time to figure that out.
Did you spend any time today thinking about how this could be the last home game for you here?
No.
Take anything in?
No, not at all. Not at all. I try to go out there and do my job and help this team win. And I really didn't think it would.
What about after it was over?
It happened so quick. You don't really have time to soak much in.
Aaron Judge has been answering this question all season long. Not answering the question all season long.
Wish he could shake off pitches as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that. And then, you know, you put up a good regular season. All right. Postseason, that's when you start to get booed by your own fans. The Yankees move on. Home. Yes, Todd.
But when Judge was saying it's been a great six seasons, the fans have always been supportive. I wish I could have brought them a championship. It definitely had that sound a little bit like he's wrapping it up.
Wait. Apologies. I forgot to congratulate you being a diehard Astros fan.
All right.
Yeah.
You did it, kid.
7-0.
Well done, Todd.
Denver 2-5, Houston 7-0.
Yeah.
Mr. Astro.
Yeah. Nobody knows the Astros quite like you do.
Yuri Gurriel, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah. Maldonado. Candy Maldonado.
Probably a crazy scene at the house yesterday.
It was pretty wild.
The Astros move on. They sweep the Yankees. You and your wife, probably a pretty crazy celebration.
Balloons, cake.
I like it.
Just got a little out of hand, actually.
I like it. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. We have our play of the day, stat of the day. LeVar Arrington, Fox Sports Radio, former NFL linebacker, will join us. I think he's going into the Penn State Hall of Fame. I got to call Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. I know, he says, you only call me when things aren't going well. Yep. We'll call Rick Stroud and talk to him about just how bad things are, because it could get a whole lot worse. They've got the Ravens in a quick turnaround on Thursday night. All right, we'll come back. We'll decide on our poll question, your phone calls. We'll get to those coming up as well. This Monday edition, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I've mentioned the Discover credit card. You know, you get to redeem your rewards for cash at any time you want. But also, Discover has a lot of other things that most credit cards don't even think about offering. Online privacy protection, the latest innovation from Discover, helping you regularly remove your personal information from websites. 10 of the most popular people search websites that sell your data. You can activate in the Discover app, discover.com/online privacy protection.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
LeVar Arrington, former NFL Penn State linebacker. He's got a podcast up on Game, College Football Hall of Famer, and good to have him back on the program. LeVar, it's been a while. How are you?
Very well, sir. How have you been?
I'm doing okay. If good. I said you got to pick which team goes further, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady?
I mean, I'd have to go with any team in the NFC, right? I mean, if you think about it, the problems that Green Bay have are very different than the problems that Tampa Bay has. I'm not certain that Tampa Bay's problems aren't fixable, whereas, you know, with Green Bay, it just looks like the cupboard went from being full or half full to not being properly stocked, Dan. So I would most likely say, you know, the NFC East the NFC as a whole is wide open, but I think that they have a really, really strong defense in Tampa Bay. They have great weapons on the offensive side of the ball. They just got to put it together.
As you're watching Green Bay and the Commanders, you played for Washington. Mm-hmm. Do you root for Washington?
Yes, I do. I do root for the team. I root for the fan base. I love the city. I love the fans. I love the team. I just don't like the owner. That's been clear for a really long time. In fact, if you go back into the annals, DP, I'm probably the first one that was out here talking about how crazy the dude is and how he handles things with his business affairs. But that was during a time where it wasn't very, very pronounced. And I got a lot of flack and a lot of blowback on it as if I didn't like the fans or like the city. But it was really the owner that I disliked and still dislike, by the way.
Is there one moment that stands out?
Oh, there's a few. I mean, there's a few moments. I mean, they tried to paint a picture like I couldn't learn defenses. They had Joe Gibbs on board with it. They had Greg Williams on board with it. And you know, there was an assassination attempt on my character during the time that there was, you know, a contract issue, which, by the way, I did just to help the team. You know, if people remember what took place, but yeah, I mean, probably the contract situation going the way that it did is the most memorable because I didn't have anything to do with it. You know, they asked me, did I want to redo my contract to help the team? I said I would. I did it. There was a discrepancy in the contract, and the rest kind of went from there.
Yeah, I'm surprised the other owners don't say, you know what, this guy's bad for business. But maybe they're worried that, you know, it's going to be return fire and going, oh, you're going to talk about what I'm doing? Maybe I'm going to tell people some of the thing. And there's some powerful people that he probably has dirt on.
I mean, you'd have to assume, and that was released, right? I don't know how true the statement was, but I mean, the sources that released those reports that those were the things that were coming from Dan Snyder's camp, that, you know, he's taking the whole ship down if they kick him off of it. You'd have to assume that there's some truth and validity to the things that were being reported. So I don't know where that all stands, but I mean, good for business is having an owner of a franchise that understands how the community works and how sports work, and you know what, at the barest minimum, how to talk and treat the people that work for you.
Well, also the product you put on the field, at you know, you traded for Wentz, and I didn't think there was a market for him, LeVar. It felt like if they didn't get him, he was going to be a backup quarterback somewhere. Taylor Heineke is fine until you find a franchise quarterback, if you do. But the product on the field has been subpar. We're talking to LeVar Arrington, and you can hear Up on Game, the iHeart podcast, Plexico Burris, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Also, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, the show that precedes ours. I listen to it every morning coming in, Fox Sports Radio, with Brady Quinn and Jonas Knox on that program. Do you guys give Brady Quinn grief? I mean, he's almost too good looking. Like, is there?
He's a perfect looking man.
Yeah,
you know, he's got a great voice. He's like he's a young Dan Patrick.
Oh.
Like, you probably got a lot of grief when you were younger.
Yeah,
you know, you probably still get grief now. You know, it's just those strikingly good looks and the fine voice that you guys boast.
Yeah.
We got to give you guys a hard time. I mean, somebody's got to do it. You know, and they hired me to be a part of doing so.
But you hate quarterbacks, right? Quarterbacks always are the good guys. They get the cheerleader.
I don't hate them, but I certainly never really liked them. You know, I just don't hate them. But in terms of, you know, the cheerleader department, I had game, DP, so I didn't have to worry about the good looks. My game was good, you know.
Were you one of the first guys to wear, didn't you wear 11?
I did. I create, that's me. 11 is me. I am Mr. Sticks, the original.
But you look faster when you wear a number like that. But I didn't know, given the position that you played.
Yeah.
You know, usually you're wearing a number in the 50.
A bigger number, like a 50 or 40 or, you know, but Derrick Brooks wore number 10. So I ended up getting number 11 because I wanted to be Derrick Brooks. I wanted number 10 when I went to college, but it was taken. And I was kind of like a little butthurt about it, but they were like, why not be the first you instead of the next Derrick Brooks? And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So I thought about a number that a linebacker had never worn and made famous, and I came up with 11.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, do you make a case if people say, should you be in the Hall of Fame? Do you?
No, I don't.
Do you fight for it?
No, I don't. I had a good career. I think, you know, when I went to New York, if I would have been there, my contract was for 7 years. Had I been a part of those two Super Bowls, you can't put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame if LeVar Arrington doesn't go into the Hall of Fame. I would have made a case if I'd have got two Super Bowls, but three Pro Bowls isn't, I don't, that's certainly not enough.
And then college football Hall of Fame.
I'm the best. I'm a GOAT. I'm not even like, I stack my career. I stack my highlights as a defender. I stack them up. Only person that I'll say better than me in the annals is probably Charles Woodson. I'm probably like the best college football player that nobody really talks about. And I sound self-absorbed, DP, but you know what? This is the final frontier for me. This will be the last time that football is something where there's a destination for me, which is going into the College Hall of Fame in December. So I'm just kind of living in that right now.
Okay. So the best, you're not talking about the best defensive player in college football. You're talking about the
I'm
best.
Yeah, I'm saying defense. Oh, no, I'm saying defense.
So Charles Woodson's the best defensive player.
I think Charles Woodson's the best player all time, period. I think if you look at everything he's done at every level.
Oh, so you're saying the best football player, if I take in college and I take in the pros?
Well, with Charles Woodson, with me, I just say college, defense. Defensive side of the ball for me, I don't think I'll take my chances in a debate.
So Charles Woodson, the greatest football player.
I think Charles Woodson is the greatest football player from top to bottom, from inception of playing till the time he retired. I think he's the greatest football player ever.
Let's look at the AFC right now. It feels like it's just Buffalo and Kansas City.
And you would be correct.
Okay, but I'm going to make you a defensive player facing. You can face Mahomes or Allen in the playoffs.
If I had to choose, I'd rather play against Allen, because he's a more physical grinder in a game. Like, he'll bring the game to you. And so that would give me some type of hope that we could actually turn it into a game. With Mahomes, it's he delivers the ball from so many different angles, and the route progressions that they draw up, the schemes that they draw up, with Coach Reed, is it's been unsolvable. He's in a zone and no one has caught up to him yet.
Yeah, I guess as a defender, you want the guy he's going to be right there in front of you. Josh
Absolutely.
Allen is going to be right there
he's
in front
of you. He's going to be right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a big guy.
I love it.
I think people don't realize how big quarterbacks are, because we see what you guys do to them. But, you know, being around – Matt Ryan's a legitimate 6'5", maybe 6'6". Roethlisberger was a big guy.
Big guy.
I mean,
they're big guys.
A lot of those guys.
Which makes you wonder why the referees treat them like big old babies, right?
Well, okay, solve it for me then.
I mean, it's contact football. It's contact sports. I say there's two ways of approaching this. Either allow them to be a part of the game, or don't. You know, don't let, like, once you get to a certain perimeter, you know, all this technology, create an invisible, parameter, like a
dog,
you know,
like fence.
You know, yeah, sure. Like what they do with diamonds and stuff like that. You know, you got the, you know, you got the security, you know, the little red lines around. Put the real red lines around and make that the sack so you don't have to touch them.
I don't know how you, Micah Parsons yesterday, and you're going, wait, yeah. He got called for roughing? Somebody got called for roughing, and they pulled somebody down by one finger? It's already
if
tough enough.
Him.
It's tough
yeah,
enough.
If you touch him. Yeah. It is. If you touch a quarterback anymore, I mean, the one with Chris Jones was crazy. Like, that's crazy. Like, you got to him. You're getting the ball. You're going down. You're both going down. You're trying to secure the ball. The ball is still kind of in the balance. You're trying to secure the ball. You land on him, and they said you put too much force, like too much of a percentage of force on his body when you landed. Like, wait, what do you mean too much of a percentage of force on his body? I don't get that. But there's all kinds of different rules that are governing and protecting quarterbacks. I get it. They sell tickets. You know, they're the pretty guys, as you mentioned. You know, they do great interviews. They get the cheerleader. But you know what? There are other guys out there that make the game go as well, that would like to have a little bit of time to enjoy with those quarterbacks on Sundays.
What do you think is going to be that mark of, if you get above this number with sacks, that's going to, you know, open the door for being a Hall of Famer? Is 100 sacks the number?
I mean, if you get to 100 sack club, you have done something amazing. Does that get you into the Hall? I don't know. I don't know. But that is a tremendous accomplishment to get to 100 sack club.
Aaron Donald just got over 100 as a tackle.
Yeah. You know, he's from where I'm from. We're Pittsburgh guys. He's from Penn Hills. I'm from North Hills, but our families are from the same area. I'm super proud that he's from where we're from. I think he's certainly the greatest defensive line defender. I haven't seen a guy as dominant as Aaron Donald since Reggie White. Like, I'm a big fan of J.J. Watt. I'm a big fan of Warren Sapp and the way that they played the game. There's a few more out there that I really like their games as defensive linemen, defenders. But Aaron Donald is something of another, and I enjoy watching him play. He's undersized, but he is a brick-ass house, and he understands how to contort his body and how to manipulate the hands and the shoulders and leverage points of offensive blockers. I just love his game. Love his motor, love his game.
Who's the greatest? So you think Reggie White, greatest defensive player? NFL history?
Greatest defensive player in NFL history, which is now being challenged by Aaron Donald. Defensive player ever, I would say Lawrence Taylor. I'd say Lawrence Taylor still is the most dominant defensive player we've ever seen. But when you're talking about the versatility of being able to do the things that Aaron Donald has done from the different positions that he's done it for the amount of time that he's done it for, it's up for a question. But keep in mind, Lawrence Taylor did get MVP of the league, and I believe he's the only defender to ever get that accomplishment. When you get that good, anybody gets that MVP of the league award, DP, then now you can start to have the conversation of they may be better or greater than LT. But until then, that man still stands on a mountain alone.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations
on
the College Football Hall of Fame.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
That's LeVar Arrington joining us, the Up on Game iHeart podcast with TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris. Also, two pros and a cup of Joe.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Rick Stroud covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. He joins us on the program after witnessing a pretty pathetic, that's about as bad as it's been for Tom Brady. Although we went back to 38-3 against the Saints last year, or 2 years ago, and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. But if I would have told you 24 hours ago the final score of the Bucs-Panthers would be 21-3, what would you have said, Rick?
I'd have said the Bucs won, but they didn't play very well, but they're just happy they won. I mean, nobody saw this coming, Dan. I mean, you know, I'm starting to feel like Tom Brady's Jim Cantore. You call me anytime there's a storm brewing, and you know, and I'm standing on the doorstep of a crisis. And yeah, it's just weird, man. You know, they're just not a very good football team. And this is what I've come to realize is that, you know, we know the players are missing, whether it's Gronk or the guys, all their free agents are injured. Tom's playing okay, but their defense now is a sieve when it doesn't need to be. And I mean, look at who they've lost to these last 2 weeks. I don't know that you could find a team they could beat right now, and that's the worst thing you can say.
Well, when you have a coach saying, you know, I don't know if it can get any darker. Well, it can. You have Baltimore Thursday night.
Yeah, right. Good luck with Lamar Jackson. I think he's going to score more than 20. I could be wrong, but... Yeah, it is going to get darker. And this is the thing. I mean, you know, there's already columns being written about, you know, should they fire Byron Leftwich? And, you know, what if Bruce Arians called the plays? And, you know, and that's not going to happen. I mean, I don't think, you know, Bruce Arians would be coaching this team, I believe, if Tom Brady wanted him to. And, you know, that's sort of not the case. And so they're going to have to figure this out. And yet, you know, if Mike Evans catches that pass, Dan, early in that game, I just feel like, you know, they have a different feel about themselves. And sometimes it can just take one play to take kind of the pressure off of everybody and say, okay, we're going to be all right. So it just hasn't happened yet.
But they're still in the playoff mix here. It's not a formidable team the way, you know, we've seen in the past, but you're in an easier division. The NFC is kind of watered down for the most part. So... Is that the hope, you think, that Brady and the Buccaneers are selling?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they're 3-4. They're tied with Atlanta, but they've beaten the Atlanta Falcons. This could be one of those years. I don't know how many years ago it was. The NFC South was 1-7-9. Mm-hmm. Of course, they got 17 games now, but I don't know if it's going to go that way. It's just you look at what they're facing, and you know they've got to get themselves straightened out, and they got to do it fast. I mean, after Baltimore, you got to play the Rams. You got to go across. Over to Germany and play a Seattle team that's playing really well right now. So, like I said, it's really about them. Let's see what they do at the trade deadline too. And I don't know how many guys are going to be stoked to come here, but as far as free agent goes, you probably lost Odell Beckham at this point. But they need to be active in that. Look, this was all chips to the table. You know, Brady's all in, and they went out and tried to get as many free agents. All those guys are hurt for the most part, and it's just nothing is working out right now, but it can change. And the guy under center is not going to quit working. He's going to try to get it right. So there's still plenty of season left, but it is dark and gloomy, as Todd Bowles said.
Do you agree with Ben Roethlisberger, who said when he watched Brady that he just didn't look like he wanted to be out there?
I think he wants to be out there. He's having a lot of crisis off the field that I think we're all sort of aware of, and I think that's taken a lot of the joy out of playing. Whatever he's going through personally is certainly sapping his energy. He's lost weight. He has not been, for him, which is rare, all as invested as he has in the past, taking time off, in training camp. Going to, Bob Kraft's wedding, all those things get publicized when you don't win. But that's the reality. And players talk about that. I think people talk about it outside of the building, and it becomes a story. But I think he's still the most prepared quarterback in the NFL, and I think he will be. I don't think his shoulder's all that great either, Dan. I think he's playing, with sort of a hurt wing as well. So, who knows what all's going on? I'm not sure we will for some time, but he's certainly not the guy that was here in 2020, and that they need him to be that guy.
Safe travels as always, and stay by your phone just in case they lose on Thursday night. We'll probably talk to you on Friday.
All right, I'm on the dock watching the storm roll in, man. Just give me a call.
That's Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.